Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about our good buddy Rick Maurer being back on the show. Rick is a long time, 11-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? Rick is the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament here. Also, Beyond the Wall of Resistance, a couple of outstanding books that I heartily encourage you to check out. He is one of the guys that we turn to when we want to go beyond accepting, go beyond managing change, but when we want to lead change. And he's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Rick, the status quo. I remember one of my professors in college, one of my freshman professors, English professor, he loved the word status quo. And I remember him, I always thought that was odd that a literature, English professor too, he basically would spend so much time on the concepts around status quo. And now I realize as a dumb freshman, I needed that. I needed to know more about that. And status quo is a very interesting concept. That is where we live, where we make money, where we exist and are successful. But sometimes the status quo gets in our way, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it really does. And it often makes it so that it's really difficult to see that there's a need for change. I mean, some of your listeners probably ride Harleys. And, I mean, it's a fabled brand of bikes.
Right.
And in the 70s, I mean, they're, as you know, their quality went down. They were losing customers. And in fact, it was so cynical that the loyal rider said, "Yeah, but if you're going to buy a Harley, Jim, you need to buy two: one to ride and one for parts." You know, I mean, it was that bad. And then they got involved in the quality movement, and they, unlike a lot of companies, actually took it seriously, and they turned the company around. And now they're still this fabled brand,
legendary.
And I heard an executive who had been there during the turnaround, but had also been there as things were going down. He said, "You might wonder, why didn't we have access to that information that we were losing customers and quality was going down?" He said, "We did have all that information. The writing was on the wall, but we thought it was a forgery."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so all of us can have stuff right in front of us, and we simply don't see it.
Especially messages from customers. And one of the writings on the wall that customers give us, they write in invisible ink. Right? Because when I say invisible ink, folks, what I mean is it's not there. If your customers aren't writing on your wall, that means they're writing on somebody else's wall. That is your cue. That's your clue that something's up, right, Rick?
Yeah, it is. And also, when you see the world changing around you and you don't change, I mean, I was thinking earlier this morning, there's a classic story about when personal computers started. The head of IBM had said, "Well, I mean, there's a market for a few hundred of them," or something
right.
like that. It was just, you know, but to their credit, once they realized they were wrong, they became a leader in the market. If you look at a company called Research in Motion.
Can I stick something else in there?
Yeah.
20 years later, a little more than 20 years later, they realized that something that had been so successful was history, and they got rid of that personal computer line.
That's right, they did. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That was another reason. I mean, they didn't see it coming, but they took advantage of it. But they didn't make that mistake twice.
Yep. That's a great kind of add on to that story. And you know, and what I was saying is BlackBerry just announced, I think it was this morning, that they're laying off a huge percentage of their workforce.
Yep.
And you know, and the writing was on the wall with smartphones.
Right.
I mean, apps. You know, and I love BlackBerry, by the way.
I did too. You know, the best phone, the best email machine ever.
You bet.
But not very good with apps. And apps are sexier than BlackBerries.
I know. I drowned my BlackBerry out biking 2 years ago by mistake. I was out. I didn't expect it to rain.
I drowned one of those, too, actually this year. Rick, give us your website, please.
Sure. Rick Maurer, RickMaurer.com.
Folks, life will kill you, right? We know that. Status quo will kill your business if you don't watch it. Stay with us. 22. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.